Today we have a beautiful passage from Luke chapter 10. It's called Jesus' Hymn of Joy. The apostles, the disciples, the 72 had just come back from preaching the word of God, doing miracles and cures and healings, and they were telling the Lord all about the demons that they had cast out and all of the cures that had occurred. And the Lord then looks up to his heavenly Father, filled with the Holy Spirit. It says, Jesus rejoiced. It's one of the few times in Scripture that ever uses those words, that Jesus was filled with joy. Joy is something very deep, very profound. And he gives praise to his heavenly Father for all of these miracles that had been worked. And we now have this prayer between the Son and the Father. He says, I give you praise, Father. He calls, of course, God his Abba. And if you know that word means, that's very intimate, that word that a young child would use for his father. Remember being in the Holy Land once, we were going by a bakery, and I could hear this little kid, he wanted a donut or he wanted a bagel, and he called, Abba, Abba. And then he would say, I want whatever, that pastry. So calling his dad, Abba. Jesus calls the Heavenly Father, Abba. He says, Lord of heaven and earth, you've hidden these things. These things are referring to the mysteries of the kingdom of God from the wise and the learned. Notice how few scribes, Pharisees, Sadducees were following Christ or accepting the apostolate of the disciples. And yet, Jesus says, you've revealed them to the childlike. Who were the ones accepting the word of God? It was the simple, it was the humble, it was the poor, it was the lowly. These were the ones that were accepting the word of God, not the scribes, not the Pharisees, not the Sadducees. See, the wise and the learned, these things were hidden from, and yet to the childlike, they were receiving the mysteries of the kingdom of God, the childlike. See, we're called to be spiritual children. See, Jesus even said elsewhere, unless you change and become like little children, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. See, St. Therese talked about this, the spiritual childhood, that we have to be humble, we have to be innocent, we have to be little in the arms of God. We have to be like a little child, so dependent, so trustful, so confident in God, our loving Father. So the Lord is praising the Father for all of these childlike souls that are accepting the grace of God, the wisdom of God, the mysteries of the kingdom of God. And he says, yes, Father, this is your gracious will. All things have been handed over to me by the Father. No one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son. See, the Father and the Son are one. They are consubstantial. If you take a look at your new translation of the Nicene Creed, you see this even more beautiful, accurate translation from the Latin, where we call Jesus the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages. Jesus is God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. It means one in being, one in essence. They share the same divine nature. So that's what the Lord is saying in today's scripture. He and the Father are one. No one can know the Father unless Jesus has led them to the Father. No one can know the Son unless the Father has given that person the grace to know Jesus, the Son of God. So again, this is reflected in this beautiful new translation of the Creed. And lastly, the last point that the Lord makes in this passage, he turns now in private to his disciples and he says, blessed are your eyes, blessed are your ears for what you now hear and see. For many prophets and kings desired to see what you see, but did not see it. To hear what you hear, but did not hear it. So imagine that. The apostles were more blessed than Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, than Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Elijah. They're more blessed than King David and Saul and Solomon. All these kings and prophets of the Old Testament had desired to see the Son of God, the Messiah. And yet the apostles, they got to see it. And the Lord is just reminding them how blessed they are. See, blessed means much more than happy. Blessed means favored by God. Again, in the New Translation, we say, blessed are those who are called to the supper of the Lamb. Not just happy, but blessed are we. Are blessed by God. And so we, of course, are even more blessed, I would say, than the apostles. They only had the Lord for 3 years. We have him every day at Sunday Mass, every day at daily Mass. So we're even more blessed than the apostles.